He says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Then he gives a good example about a man named Demetrius. But let's stop and focus on this right here. This is pretty interesting. He says that this Diotrephes doesn't receive them, and he tells us why. Because he loveth to have the preeminence among them. So his motive is not a right motive. It's not a motive of, I want to be obedient to the Lord here and be separated from false teachers. His motive is not one of, oh man, I don't want to be a partaker of some wicked false prophet's evil deeds. No, his motive is his own pride and lifting himself up. And I think that the sin here that we would point to is the sin of envy. He's looking at John, and he envies John's power, his accomplishments, his works, his preaching. He wants to be a big shot. He doesn't want John to come in and steal the show. He doesn't want people to think that John... Now, here's the thing. Christ is the one who steals the show, amen? He's the one that we all worship. We weren't baptized in the name of John or Diotrephes, right? It's all about Jesus. And you know what? John wasn't trying to take anything away from Jesus, though, was he? But Diotrephes, he has a pride problem. So he feels like it's a contest between him and John, which it's not. Everybody should all be serving the Lord for Christ's glory, not for their own vain glory, envying one another and provoking one another. So the motive is wrong, because what's the motive? It's his own preeminence. So the sin of envy is present and pride in the heart of Diotrephes. So he has to have an excuse, though, for why he's separating from John, right? I mean, he has to give a reason. So what does he do? It says he prates against them with malicious words. So the real motive is his own preeminence is in jeopardy. And the method that he uses is prating against them with malicious words. Now, what does prating mean? Prating is similar to the word prattle, okay? And sometimes when we talk about a baby or a toddler talking or making noises, we say they're prattling, right? You heard that term? Who knows? Who's familiar with that term? It's not that common of a term, apparently, because I only see about 9 hands up. But anyway, so prating is just babbling. It's when you're kind of talking nonsense. You're saying things that don't really make sense. So instead of Diotrephes being able to get up and say, listen, we need to separate from the Apostle John because he's living in fornication. Now, if he said that, that makes sense. That's not prating. I mean, he'd say, look, everybody, turn to 1 Corinthians 5. Okay, it says right here that if any man that's called a brother is into fornication, that's why we got to separate from John. Well, guess what? John wasn't in fornication. Or, all right, everybody, John is selling carved images of the Virgin Mary. You know, he's into idolatry. We better separate from this guy. See, he didn't have anything concrete that he could even point to and say, okay, this is the biblical reason why we need to separate from John. Here's the list. It says drunkards and John's drunk. Therefore, we need to separate from him. Is that what's happening in the story? No. He's maliciously talking bad about John, but it's a lot of just babble. Just prating against him with malicious words. He can't point to the doctrine of Christ that John's wrong on. He can't point to it and say, well, you know, here's where John is denying the deity of Christ. Here's where John has rejected the Trinity. Or here's where John is teaching that, you know, Christ's atonement is not sufficient or whatever. You know, he couldn't point to any damnable heresy. He couldn't point to any salvation issue. He couldn't point to any lifestyle issue such as drunkenness, fornication, or covetousness. No, no, no. He's just separating from him because of the fact that he feels threatened by him. Everybody see that in the scripture here? He says, Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us. Again, that's the babble, nonsense talk. With malicious words and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. So it's not just John that's being rejected here. It's actually all these other brethren, too, that have anything to do with John. He says they'll be cast out of the church. And he says, hey, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. And then he makes an important statement at the end of verse 11, which is kind of a theme of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, when he says, he that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. What's he saying? When you look to the preachers and the missionaries and the pastors, you look on their fruit. You say, which one's of God? What's the fruit? Check the fruit. The tree is known by his fruit. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. And that's what John's teaching here. He's saying, look, you look at their works. You look at their deeds. Look, where people will twist this is they say, well, if you want to know if Joe Blow is saved, look at his works. That's not how we tell if people are saved. But that's how we tell if a preacher is saved. Because if we look at a preacher or a prophet and we see them producing all this corrupt fruit and all this bad fruit, what does that say about them? And then you see another preacher and he's putting forth all kinds of good fruit. What does that say about him?